Let's begin. Good to see you, Jonathan. Foolish Lama to you.
Recording stopped.
Okay. We're up to the next Tosos on Dalet Amud Beis. And
it's not recording.
It's not recording?
It is recording. Oh, it's been paused. It just hit the play button over there.
Where's Blizz?
That one, right there.
Recording in progress.
Okay, great. Thank you. It says on Gimel Amud Beis, on Dalet Amud Beis, that the Gemara says that since there's the mitzvah of Olei Regel, and that mitzvah applies when we have the Beis HaMikdash, does it apply Bizman HaZeh? It's an interesting question. I want you to get down in your notes. There is a rush in the Seches Nedarim at Daf Vav Gimel Amud Aleph that seems to say that there is a mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel Bizman HaZeh. How could that be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Still, you go up to the Makom HaMikdash, whatever we have, and you go. So I want you to get that down. There is a rush in the Dorim that says it might even apply to Zman HaZeh, the mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel. But nonetheless, we know that the Gemara's Mechadish, that since there's a network of people that travel up to Yerushalayim because of Aliyah LeRegel, therefore the Eidim can recognize everyone's signatures, and therefore there is no need for Medina LeMedina in Eretz Yisrael to say b'fanei nechtem, because you have this network that's been built up. And we should note, which I think we might have, or maybe we didn't, but that concept trumps the notion of cherem, that there is a cherem between Yehuda and Galil, which were two provinces in Eretz Yisrael, which were fighting with one another and really didn't let people go back and forth. But nonetheless, everyone was Olei LeRegel, and therefore, since it was Olei LeRegel, I guess they all converge in Yerushalayim. And since they all converge in Yerushalayim, they got to know each other's signatures, and therefore created a network that you don't need to say b'fanei nechtem. Okay? And then the Gemara says, well, that's all well and good. Bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim. However, what do you do when there's no beis hamikdash kayim? There's batei dinim. So unfortunately, I'm sure there were dinei Torah. There were disputes between balabatim, and they all went to beis, and therefore they got to recognize each one's signatures, and it created that network. I want to bring a raya. Maybe it's not correct, but I think it might be. I want to bring a raya against the rush that maybe there is no mitzvah aliyah l'regel b'sman hazeh. Because if there would be, why does Gemara need to come on the batei dinim kvuyim? No, so get that down in your notes. Maybe we could ask a kasha on that rush. And if I'm not mistaken, in the Dharam there, the Maritz Chaya says a whole pilpul whether the rush really means that there is a mitzvah aliyah l'regel. Right? Where the rush really means that it's a mitzvah aliyah l'regel. Did he mean it? So we're pointing out from the Gemara that it doesn't seem like there's a mitzvah aliyah l'regel b'zman hazeh, but I want you to get that shita of the rush halacha l'maaseh. Okay, we got this? Okay, that's the first nekuda that I want to mention. Now, l'maaseh, yes, quickly, Jonathan, yes.
So regarding batei dinim kvuyim, is that just referring to that's just a beis din that isn't like ad hoc? It's like a normal.
Yes, it means a set beis din. Beis din used to meet from the Takanas Ezra, Rashi writes, on Monday and Thursday. One of the Takanas of Ezra, the Gemara says above a comma, that beis would meet on Monday and Thursday. In fact, the Masor Shashatz quotes it at Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Okay? So this was Kavua, so it's created this network. Okay? So this brings us now, very good, this brings us down to the Taisus. Let's see inside. The law we have to see bishop. So let's get moving. Okay? Let's go, guys. Okay? Let's focus. Okay? Binyamin Berman, you read. Go ahead. Chuck Taisus. Cave in the what?
Okay. Cave of the Ika, only rebellion, Mishnah Shirek. Rapha Gavi, the Inya Micha, Shilobikwana, Marina, the Kata Bucky.
Baba Basra, the Aflamid Chetzimid base. Go ahead.
Baba Basra, okay.
The Gemara writes in Baba Basra the following. Let's get it. There is a word called chazaka, which the Prima Gadim Rav Shechter always says over, has like six different connotations in Shas. What it means by karka is if a person squats on a piece of land for 3 years, we assume the squatter is the owner of the land. Because the Marakama, the original owner, did not protest. We assume either he bought it, or he was gifted the land, or the previous guy was mafker the land. That's the third parak of Baba Basra called Cheskes Abatim, which unfortunately we didn't get a chance to learn last year. We learned the first parak, but Lamaisa, maybe another time when we learn Baba Basra, we'll do Cheskes Abatim. Okay, it's a very lumdashah parak. But on that Gemara, Daf Lamaches and Beis, it discusses if you have a man that's squatting in, let's say, Yehuda, and the previous owner lives in Galil, and he lodges a protest, which is called the Macha Shelo B'Fanav. Is that called a good Macha? The Gemara says, no, it's not. Because the squatter definitely never heard about it. And if the squatter never heard about it, it's meaningless. It doesn't register. Yes, Israel? So Frek Tysus, how could you tell me that what? That the protest does not travel? That seems like there is no network. Whereas when it comes to Kiyum Shtaris, we said in our Gemara, there is a network. And therefore that trumped the Cherem to Yehud and Galil. Whereas by the Macha, it doesn't. We assume that the Cherem blocks the what? Protest from traveling, and therefore it doesn't get the job done. So Toys asks the Sphira Menei Obed. It's a very clear caution. Everyone got that? We always say many times, Tosis does not need to say in Tomar Tema to tell you he's asking a kasha. It's an implied kasha. That's the word apaga. Okay? You got that, Yisrael? Okay, let's see the Terrence. Jonathan, you with me? Okay, let's see the Terrence. Go ahead, Hainu. What's pshat? So Tais gives a very, very strong answer. The way I said it to a lot of guys in Seder Meir is that if there is a will, there is a way. What do I mean to say if there's a will, there's a way? What I mean to say is that the squatter is putting his head down and his ears down. He doesn't want to hear anything about this what protest. He's going to make no effort to hear it. So in that vein, if there's a cherem, then we assume it doesn't get to his ears. However, we are going to what? We are going to look after Adam. She's going to try to find Adam to verify what? Verify the signatures. Why is she the one that's going to be looking? Mechazeres is a lashon nekeva. Why is she the one that's going to be looking for Adam to verify? Because she doesn't want to get stuck as an aguna. She wants to get the divorce and be ready to get remarried, yes? Excellent, Nate. So therefore, if there is a will, there's a way. She's going to try to find Adam. She'll go after them. She'll find the Adam. But by the case of the protest, there is no will. So therefore, there's not going to be a way. You got it? That's Tyson's very, very clear answer that he's Mechadish here. Excellent. Go ahead. That's Tyson's answer, Lamaze, he distinguishes. Go ahead. Vim Tomar. Read a little bit with rhetorical. Okay? So what is Tosas Kasha? That the Gemara says later on Vavam and Aleph that what? What does Mashma mean? I've asked him many times. What does Mashma?
Imply.
Excellent. What does Ibcha mean? The opposite. The opposite is implied, because the Gemara says that there was a city in what? In Babel called Mechuzah. And who was the chief rabbi of the city? Rava. And that in that city, people were what? People were like travelers. They like stayed Airbnbs for a few days, in and out. So from one neighborhood to the other neighborhood, can you imagine? Rava required B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. If a get was delivered from one neighborhood to the other, you would have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. From one neighborhood to the next. Can you imagine that? Because people are always moving in and out. So there was no network ever set up of knowing the signatures, because everyone stays in their Airbnb and leaves. Yes? However, when it comes to protesting, if a guy's squatting in what? In neighborhood X, and the other guy is the original owners in Y and makes a protest, don't you think that protest would work? If the guy has good lungs, you probably could hear his screaming from one neighborhood to the next. Of course it's going to be good. That's what Tosfos says rhetorically, Binyamin. Mi ho havya macha? Is it not a good macha? Of course it's going to be a good macha. We don't find anywhere in Shas that in Mechuzah, because the people come in and out, that the macha is not good. Even though he's not in his face, it's Shelo B'Fanav, but that's good. Only Shelo B'Fanav is the case of Yehuda V'Galil, right? But in Mechuzah, certainly the macha is good, so you see the opposite, Benji. Pum fakert. We gave an answer that what with there's a what? By lot protesting, there's no will, there's no way. But when it comes to what? Kiyum Shtaris is a network. She's going to find it. Now you look at this din of Mechuzah, it's fakert. By B'Fanav Nechtam, you must say it because there's no network. And when it comes to what protesting, it's fine. That's Tosfos Kasha on himself. We find Pum fakert. Yes? Very strong Kasha. Okay. Go ahead. You're doing a great job in Yemen. What's Tosfos Teretz?
יש לומר דהתם אפילו אם כן לפני בני אדם שאוכל מהם שלא יאמרו תמאתי במקום מקום דרך הליכתם יאמרו לכם מברך חברה.
Yomer lachem chaver chaver islay. Can I mean hustle, right? One friend has another friend has another friend, right? You know how people talk. People talk, unfortunately. This is a milsa d'tzmiya, as the Yisra Bracha says. What's a milsa d'tzmiya? You know, this is like a shtickle gossip already. It's a shtickle lashon hara. Must be this guy stole the land. This guy's squatting it. You know, there's broigus. You know what broigus in Yiddish is? Machloikus. People, unfortunately, you know, chew it up and they talk about it. You see, this guy's in there, didn't tell you with this guy. So even if you say, shh, I'm telling you, don't tell anyone. You know what's going to happen. The next minute, another guy hears about it. You know they're getting telephone, right? Not only that, the news gets what? Gets mixed up. So he says again, read again, Binyam, V'yishlom, V'yishlomar. Even if you protest in front of guys that are what? Shehochim lahem, right? That are what? That are going to be what? That are going to be going to them, and you say shalom what?
Shalom yomru lamachti.
And we say that what? Even if you protest in front of people, shehochim lahem, and you tell them what? That you shouldn't tell the squatter, right? You say be quiet, right? Go ahead. Mikomakom. Yeah, while they're hitting the road, they're going to tell other people. Did you hear about this guy screaming from his today until tomorrow? Lomai said that he had someone squatting on his land. So even though they might never go back to that town ever again, they're going to let other people go before they're what? While they're going. Go ahead. And everyone has friends and is going to travel. Can I mean awesome? Aval.
Isn't that pretty amazing what the Tosafot is saying?
No.
You tell people that you shouldn't tell people
yes,
about this.
That's the way it is. That's the way life is. People don't listen. People like to talk, unfortunately. Go ahead. Aval. That concept of Chaver Chachar Yisrael is a Gemara. Baba Basra. Friends have friends. Go ahead. Aval. Regarding Kiyum. Yeah, he adds on 80 Kiyum. He adds on 80 Kiyum that goes with Tsunim. Because since when it comes to what? Mechuzah, they're moving in and out, you're not going to find 80 kiyum when you need it. Yes? Kishi Yitzrachlan. When they need the 80 kiyum, they're not going to be found. So that's Tosis gives a beautiful answer. Yes? Yeah, Tosis answers and says the reason why it's the opposite in Mechuzah, Nate, is because even if you tell people, don't tell anyone to the squatter, they're going to talk about it on their way out. But when it comes to 80 kiyum in Mechuzah, people go in and out all the time, and when you need the 80 kiyum that gets there, you're not going to find anyone because no one's familiar with anyone's signatures because everyone's always in and out. But at least in and out is enough to what spread the news to the squatter that someone's protesting. So that's Tosis Terrence. Okay? Everyone got that clear? Eliezer, clear? Yosef?
What was the last three words?
The last three words is when in the garden kiyum, since they're moving in and out. Kevin and Nadi, lo yimsa kiyum. You will not find kiyum kishit starklem when you need it. When you need to verify the signatures, they're not going to be able to find people that recognize the signatures because their system hasn't been developed because they're always in and out. It's an Airbnb city. Okay, you got me? Okay. This leads us to Toysis and Baba Basra, Bedaf Lamed Chesem and Beis. What was the Dira Maskel? The Stam, wasn't it? The Stam. And the Toysa Rush right here. Both Tosin Baba Basra and the Tosin Rush add one line in, which our Tosin doesn't have, which is very significant. And they both add the line in that whoever signs on this get never screams that we signed on the get. Who used the expression Sawakim? Tosin Baba Basra. What did the Tosin Rush say? Amarnu. Okay, it's the same shot, but I wanted you to notice the difference. It's the same shita. But they both add on a line that the 80 I get will what? They don't scream that we signed the get. So therefore, since they don't scream we signed the get, no one's going to be able to what? No one's going to be able to come and verify it. Correct? Did our Tosa say that? You asked me, Eliezer, what did Tosa say at the very end? That if you need to find Aiden, they'll what? You'll find it. When you need to find Aiden, they'll what? When you need to find them, you won't find it because they're in and out, right? But the Taisa Rush and the Taisa and Taisa Babasra adds on, they don't scream that we signed the get. And Taisa Rush says, they don't say that we signed the get. Artos didn't go that way. Artos just said that what? That you won't find it when you need it. Okay. Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkom Damo. Nazis killed him, the great Goyim. Came here. He came back for the Talmidim. He could have stayed here and he didn't. Came to America and then he came back. Went back. They told him to stay. I mean, the people of America wanted him to stay. He didn't. He wanted to go back with the Talmidim. The great Goyim in the Kovet Shirim. In Baba Vasa, oh, Kuf Samach Tal, which I showed you guys. Okay, and thank you, Nate, for putting it on the chat. What does that imply from Tosfos Baba Basra? What does that imply from Tosfos Baba Basra and the Tosfos Rush right here? That if they would have screamed, what would happen? If they would have screamed, and people would have come and said, yes, we heard their scream, that they testified, what would be the din? That it would be good, Lamaisa. That it would be good. That's what it implies. That it would be good, no problem. No problem at all. If they would have screamed and other people would have heard it and said, yes, we heard that Reuben and Shimon signed it, it would have been fine. That's what it implies. You got that? Please get it down. Granted, Artos didn't say it. Now keep it in mind. Artos did not say that. But Tosfos Baba Basra and Tosfos Rush say it, and the implication being that if someone would have come in, two guys come in and said, we heard this scream, and we know they signed it, then it would be good. What is that called in halacha? What's that called in halacha? It's called hearsay. A-V-P-A. That's what that means. And A-V-P-A is normally postulatus. A-V-P-A is postulatus. Hearsay is unacceptable. Frech Rabbi Chanan, Tosfos in the Vavas and the Tosfos Rush here imply that A-V-P-A is kosher. Stachapella. How could that be? How could that be? If someone heard the scream, they could come in and testify. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. In Baba Basra. Clear kasha, yes? So Rabbi Chanan answers, no. It's possible for real atheists, but for Kiyum Stars, which is a what? Rabbinic institution or biblical? Kiyum Stars, we learned many times. Rabbinic. For Kiyum Stars, it is good. Mahani, it works. This is what Rabbi Chanan writes. To answer that kasha. Must be, he says, that we find that Kiyum Shtaros is a rabbinic institution, and therefore they have a built-in kula that AVPA is considered to be what? Acceptable. Please get down in your notes two other examples where we have a kula of Kiyum Shtaros. Number one, the Ramah in Mechashin Mishpat, Simon Mem Vav Sif Zayin, B'Shem the Rivash, says that Kiyum Shtaros is good when it's Piksavam. Kiyum Shtaros is good when it's mipik savam, meaning if you can write. Let's say a guy wrote a book, and the dayanim what? The dayanim look at the book, and they say, "Oh, those signatures look good. Looks like the same ones on the get. It's good." But that's not atis. That's mipik what? Mipik savam. That's acceptable. Kiyum Shtaros. Peaks of them is good. In fact, there's a machlokus. Gabriel, you remember? Do you need a book or a letter? One sheet that says a book is good because people are neat with a what? With a book, with a letter, they're not so neat. And the other sheet that says even a what? Even a book is bad. But at least there is one sheet that the Ramah quotes the name of the Rivash that mipm below peaks of them is good. Normally, mipm below peaks of them is bad for what? General Avis. But for Kiyum Shtaros, it's good. I'll give you another example. Rashi in Shabbos, this is a collector's item. Kuf Mem Hamid Beis. Get it down, the top Rashi. Kuf Mem Hamid Beis. He says that what? Mipi'ed is good for Eidus Isha. Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Hay. Daf Kuf Mem Hamid Beis. Is good, is kosher, latest isha. Wow, to testify the husband's dead, to allow the woman to remarry. Based on what principle? Afkinu. What's Afkinu? What does Afkinu mean?
You blow up the
Kiddushin. The Chum have the power to blow it up and say they were never married. And therefore, she could get remarried. Those are three examples we just wrote on the board that for Kiyum Shtaris we are Mako. We allow ABPA, we allow Mipitsava, and we allow what? Avisisha ABPA. This is the answer that Rabbi Ochanan wants to say, and we're supporting with two nafkaminas, two examples of this. But there is a problem with this answer. What is the problem with this answer? I wrote three nafkaminas on the board. The top one is a problem. Why is the top one a problem, our topic? Because there's a Gemara two blot later in Baba Basra. What daf? Mem Amud Aleph. That states explicitly, for Kiyum Shtaris, how many Dayanim do you need? Three. There's a famous din of Shmuel that Benji pointed out we learned in the beginning of the year with Prusbo, before Sukkos. What's Shmuel's famous din? Shnayim Shedanu Dineim Din. Shmuel says all you need is two for a Beis Din. No, Kiyum Shtaris, you must have three. Why? Why must you have three? Because what is a two Beis Din guy going to do? Not guy, a two Beis Din unit. They're nothing better than Adam. So that's like ABPA, that's like hearsay. So they're going to hear from another guy that that's their signatures. And therefore what? They're going to sign a henpeck? That's nothing better than a hearsay. But when you have three guys, that's a new track called a Beis Din. And Beis Din can sign a henpeck. And we don't call that ABPA, because not Adis. It's Beis Din accepting Adis. That's a different track in concept. So Rabbi Chanan says, he leaves it as a kasha. I'm going to write down number five, which goes back and that's a kasha number one. The Gemara says Kiyum Shtaris needs three. Kiyum Shtaros Saris Shlosha. You need three. And below Shnayim. Why not? Because of ABPA. So what do you see black on white in this Gemara? What do you see black on white? That for Kiyum Shtaris, is ABPA good? No, it's not good. You see, it's not good. So you can't give that answer. So he leaves it as a kasha. He signs off with a kasha. Rabbi Chanan himself, he signs off with a kasha. He does not understand the Tosafot of Basra and the Tosafot Rosh by us, who imply that if they would have said or screamed, we signed it, and other people would have heard it, they could come in and testify. They could come in and testify? Why? Kiyum Shtaris. Kiyum Shtaris for Mako. We allow Mipitsava, Usher. We allow it by Ayusisha. We also allow ABPA. Oh yeah? It's against the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Mem. Daf Mem, get it down. Mem Amud Aleph. Says you need three and not two. Shmuel always all shrimps and don't need anything. It's good here, it's bad. It's bad because they're no better than Adam. That's ABPA. Yes, Nate?
I thought the whole problem is that since they're not better than Adam, right? They're not attached to Dianus, which is considered known as their Adam.
Yes, correct.
Why does that bring in ABPA?
Because what does that do? Think about it. Carry it through. Those two guys that listen right. To the other guys that say either that's our signatures or we recognize that it's someone else's. So what are they going to do? Sign a henpeck? You're nothing better than Aiden. You don't know anything about it.
Right.
It's hearsay.
But
from their perspective, it's hearsay.
I'm not understanding where Aiden comes in because we're just saying if Aiden is the front we're looking
because what? Them. Those two guys that receive it, what are they doing?
Right. Aiden, but
that's ABPA.
That's not what we're saying. No, we're saying that's
sure we are. That's why we're saying it's not good. Even though normally held Shnayim Shadon with an Amdin, Shmuel holds two is a good base, and not here.
If ABPA worked, it would still be just Aiden, not Dianus.
But the Gemara is saying that it doesn't work because Gemara insists on three. Three is a different track called Beis Din. Even though Shmuel normally says two is enough for a Din Torah, but here it's bad, the Gemara says, because it'll be ABPA.
It's because of the ABPA.
That's what the Rashbam says in Bavasa Daf Mem Amud Aleph. That's goof of the problem. Okay, that's shot in the Gemara. Push-up shot. That's push-up shot in the Gemara. So he's left with a kasha. Now, one second, Binyam. I think it's very beautiful. And maybe this is what the Dvar Yaakov is driving at, I'm not sure, but I think it's very beautiful in Meduyik why our Tosis did not say what Tosis says in Baba Basra. Because Tosis by us is skirting the whole kasha. What does our Tosis say? Eliezer, lo yimse kiyum, edi kiyum kishistarachlem. What does that mean? What does that imply? You guys tell me, what does that imply? Then who do you need to find? You need to find the Adam themselves. You need to find the Adam themselves that signed it. And ABPA will not work. So what we want to suggest is that our Tosis is beautiful. Because according to Tosis formulates it that way because he holds, you're right. ABPA is not good. And that's why it doesn't have that line that if we would have screamed or we would have said it. It's very meduyik in Taisis. You can write this up in Shtugel Torah. It's very meduyik in Taisis why our Taisis does not say that it's wrong. Now, what you guys thought, I thought you'd ask you, what did Rashi say in Daf Bezim and Aleph? What's another way of doing Kiyum Shtaris? That two other Adim can come in and testify, we recognize the signatures. Why doesn't Tosa say that? Because what is Mechuzah? What is Mechuzah? No one, you're not going to find anybody. Get that down. You're not going to find anybody. There's no two other guys out there. That's why he's only working with the two guys themselves. It's very meduyik. So what we're adding on, and that's, I think, what the Sefer Bar Yaakov is driving at, that our Taisus formulates it like this because he doesn't want to get entangled with that kasha that emerges on Taisus and Bavavasa and Taisus and Rosh here. Because Taka Eidmi P.A. does not work when it comes to what? Nate, when it comes to what? Kiyum Shtaris. You follow me? It simply does not work. Now, this brings us to the Sefer Arza de Berav. Do you remember the Taisus on Bezim and Bezim Maska Dasuyeh? What was one of the three nafkaminas in the Gemara between Rav and Rav? Dasuya Beitre, yes? According to Rav, you don't need to say because you have Kiyum, two guys right there. According to Rav, you need it, yes? What was Tosh's Kash on Rashi? What was Tosh's Kash on Rashi? Atoba Kibataya Milsin. Are you going to hang them up in a closet? How do you know they're going to stick around? Remember that? Atoba Kibataya Milsin. Right? These guys are going to stay around? How do you know they're going to stay around? You remember that, Kasha? What does that imply? We didn't point out at that time. That implies only the Adim themselves are able to what? Are able to verify the signatures, and ADPN will not work. Now, you might be able to find other Adim that know it on their own, but that's not so probable. That's not so probable to find other Adim. So we waited until now to make this horror. You follow what I'm saying? Now, remember at that time, we had different answers for Rashi. Remember that? We chazered that. Remember that? We had different answers for Rashi. You remember what the different answers were? We had different answers for Rashi. Remember Nochem Parchovich? Rashi didn't mean Vadai that they're going to be around. As long as it's possible they'll be Mitzuyin Lekama, then it's not like the Takana. The Takana is only when you Vadai are needed. This is not Vadai. Remember that we said? And we also said it's referring to Asuyeh's Masher Shluchim, where they recognize or don't recognize. Since it's possible they recognize, that's not including Takana's Takana. The Takana is only when it's Vadai. Plus, the Darkei David said that they're going to open up their mouths right away when they testify. In order to mavatal the Baal's ear if he comes later. That's what we said at that time to Peremper. But I just wanted you to get in mind, even though Rashi and Mishnah does give you the possibility of two other Adim, but that's not so probable that they're around. You follow what I'm saying? This is a Chiddush Nifla guy that would be Mechadish here. Mechadish Betuv will play him tell. This is the first sticker. Yes, go ahead, Nate.
Why we should have two random guys?
I can't hear you.
Did Tosa ask Tosa that why don't we just two random guys?
No, Tosa said, how are you going to keep the two Adim there?
Right.
That's what Tosa asked. Remember that? Then the Rivaz gave his own shot.
But the Rivaz,
what was the Rivaz shot? That the Baal, that they said the Baal sent them. So that you're no longer believed to what? You're no longer believed to say that they weren't sent. That's all. That's a different shot. That was Tosa said came out with a different shot. That they just said that they're a shluchim. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, we got this so far? Everyone got it? Gabriel, clear? Jonathan? Okay. Very quick, Binyam. Go ahead.
How does this whole concept affect the call of the Shtar? The whole idea is that it's supposed to be go out and spread. You'll know who the Adim are. People that know that person are going to be able to say, oh, I've seen a signature before. So they won't, and they'll know that it's Daka these people that were on the
spread. I don't think
that's
so.
I don't think so.
What is the call? The call is that there's a lien on the property. The coal is not who the Adim are. The coal is a lien on the property. That's
correct,
all.
Correct. But the
part of the coal is not that they're Adim specifically.
But who produces the coal? It's the Adim themselves.
The signing, I understand that, but we don't assume necessarily part of the coal is the names of the guys. That's what we're assuming.
You're going to say, oh, John.
I understand,
John
but for our purpose of the Chasim Shubarim, it means that there is what? A lien on the property. Okay? It means that there's a lien on the property, not that who specifically the Adim are. Lamaisa. And that's not going to help us anyway if there's a call in line. You need Adim to come and verify it. Either the Adim themselves
it'll
or other Adim.
Okay,
but I'm saying that's not part of the call. The call is that there's a lien on the property. Okay. Benji, you got this? Okay. You had a kasha? You got it clear? Okay. Biter now. You guys got this, floor? Let's get this. This brings us to the following now. We said a few days ago, not yesterday, 2 days ago, but I wanted you to see it inside, and I want to say it over again. Okay, so after you guys saw it inside, I hope. The Cheshek Shlomo of Shlomo Vilna asks, Abam Kasha, if there is a network of Aliyah L'Regel, Nistoma all of Klai Yisrael all over the planet Earth, Jonathan Linder, has a chiyuv to be all of L'Regel. Yes? If that's the case, I'm not sure if you were here at that time. Nay, if all of Klai Yisrael are all of L'Regel, then why does the first Mishnah say in Gittin on that first line, HaMevi Geb Menina Sam Sarach Shiyomra B'fan Enach Ma'enachta? What do you mean? According to Rava, we have a network. Great Kasha, no? What's the answer? This must be a riot that tells us in Sochem. What daf? Beis Amarav, Gimel Amid Beis, that says what? That B'nai Chutz Laretz are Pater from Korban Pesach, and what else? From Aliyah L'Regel, bringing the Re'iyah. The Re'iyah is the Korban you three times a year and Shlosh Regalim. You live in Chutz Laretz. What did the Mishnah Melech say in the beginning of Perek Alpha L'Havachas Korban Pesach? What did the Mishnah Melech say? I have no idea where Tosis got this Chiddush from. The whole Tosis from beginning to end he doesn't understand. Because Tosis has two other Tirutzim. What are the two other Tirutzim? You have to be what? You have to own real estate, right? You have to own real estate. And he's making an assumption. Whatever you say about Re'iyah is the same thing you say about Pesach. Who says that's true as well? Women are chayv in Pesach and they're potter from Re'iyah. So he says that from the beginning to the end of the Tosis he doesn't understand. Zakein also, he says, Zakein's a p'tur for Aliyah L'Regel. Who says that's a p'tur for Korban Pesach? Unless he's an onus. Unless he's onus upon a patria, but if he's not onus, l'churis chayev. But for our purposes, it's the third teretz of Tosis. Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira not himself be Olah L'Regel? Because where did he live? What city did he live in? Nitzivin. Where's Nitzivin? Chutz Laretz. Therefore, anyone who lives in Chutz Laretz is potter from Aliyah L'Regel. Amazing. So the Mishnah now says, I don't know where Tosis got this from. Where did Tosis get this from, that if you're living in Chutz Laretz, you're potter from Korban Pesach at Aliyah L'Regel? What's the answer? He got it from Gemara Gittin. What da? What da? Da'alun and Mebeis. Because otherwise, HaMevi Get Minisiyam would not need B'fan Enechtav. Must be that Aliyah L'Regel is only limited to the Jews where? In Eretz Yisrael. Please get it down. That's a beautiful Chiddush of the Cheshek Shlomo. You got it? Did everyone see it inside? If you didn't see it inside, please look it over the weekend. It's in the back of the Gemara, Yaakov Aforsha. What do we say that's against the Miri and Daf Beis? What does the Miri say in Daf Beis? I'm an Aleph. What did the Miri say in Daf Beis? I'm an Aleph. Guys, get it. What did he say? He said, B'nei Chutz Laretz are Olah L'Regel, but since they come from a long way and they have a long trip home, they don't stay around Yerushalayim. So there is no network. So the Cheshek Shlomo is against who? The Meiri. We could ding zach on the Raya of the Cheshek Shlomo from the Meiri. Ding zach means you can reject it. Only the B'nai Eretz Yisrael stick around. Tita Nedarim V'Nedavos, Tita Maishasheni, B'nai Chutzlars don't have Maishasheni. Korner B'kiva B'choros Nun Gimel Amarav, Maisha Behema. It's not Chayav in Chutzlars. The tenth of every animal, B'nai Chutzlars wouldn't stick around. So there's no network developed for them. You follow me? Therefore, I'm able to get me to see. I'm sorry to Yomer, but fun. Excellent. That's the second shtick. Okay, we got that? Clear? Got it, Jonathan? Please get it. Quickly, Binyamin.
Does that mean that the Mishnah Melech doesn't hold by the Russian Durham, saying that we have to do all the other regulations this man is at?
The Miri?
We discussed the Rush all the way in the beginning of today.
Yeah, so what are you asking?
Does that mean that the Mishnah Melech, because the Mishnah Melech says that it would apply to Chutz Laretz, we don't do it nowadays, does that imply that...
Well, Mishnah Melech says he doesn't know where Tosis got it from.
Right, but does that mean he's going against the Rush in the Dharm, saying that...
No, he's not commenting on Mizman Hazeh.
So who say that...
Rush is just saying Mizman Hazeh, that's all. He's not commenting on Mizman Hazeh, he's talking about Mizman Mesa Mikdash. Where did Tosis come off saying, Menei Chutz Laretz are Potter? That's the Mishnah Melech asking on Tosis.
Right.
Where do you get it from? The Teretz is from our Gemara. Well, not according to the Meiri. According to the Meiri, you can reject it. Eliezer, you follow that?
So the Mishnah Melech would say that we have to do all the other.
No, he's not talking about Bisman as that Mishnah Melech. Talking about Bisman the Mishnah Mikdash.
Right. So he would be saying against the Rush, it seems.
Why?
Because he doesn't go.
Doesn't go. The Mishnah Melech is not talking about Bisman as that. Forget about it. He's talking about Bisman Mishnah Mikdash. Where did Tosis come up? Is my main that people are part of the living Chutz Laretz? He's asking on that. Only on that, Lamois.
Not a poshut din, like
yeah, but he's focusing on the din. When it existed, he said, how's it shayach? That you're part of the living Chutz Laretz. This is the Gemara. Not according to the Miri, though. You follow me? Not according to the Miri. Yes, Gabriel.
Now with the Maskana Bati didn't, can we say that guys are close to Aris, why, at that point, not only this, why would they, what shouldn't it be Enos Aris with Bati didn't? I mean, because you could start with Bati didn't close to Aris, so Medina Medina should be Enos Aris.
Right. Medina, Medina, in what? In the Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael. We answered that with the Meiri, because they don't stick around. They don't stick around, remember? You're saying with Bat Dinim, you mean?
Yeah,
you mean there are Bat Dinim.
Gabriel's
saying that Bat Dinim now are created. That exists Bisman Hazeh. That exists Bisman Hazeh. All the Lila Regal doesn't exist. Bat Dinim exists. So you're saying, why do we do it Halacha Lamaisa and maybe get Medina Siyam?
We haven't worked about
what'd you say?
We haven't yet.
Maybe the network's only Eretz Yisrael. Maybe. In other words, he's asking good. You're what he's asking? He's saying, Bat Dinim are Kfuim. So why do you have to, what's the first line you're getting? How many of you give me some structure? It's Bata Din Makuyim. Does that create a network? Maybe you have to assume that's only for Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you have to assume. Everyone has their own Bata, everyone has their own Bata Dinim. You know what I'm saying? No, the answer.
Why is that Bata
Dinim? No, what'd you say?
Why is Bata Dinim Eretz Yisrael?
Because maybe the Bata Dinim that are Kfuim and Eretz Yisrael don't contribute to a network when they get to Eretz Yisrael so that people should recognize the signatures. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? The Gemara's focus was on Medina le Medina, but the you're right. The Cheshek Shlomo said Medina Siyam one Ole Regalim create a. But what I'm saying is that there.
It
seems like it's only Eretz Yisrael, and even because Chutzlars has their own Bat Dinim, so you're not necessarily they're not going to go up and for Dini Tiris there. They have their own Dini Tiris.
Okay.
It's hard to, you know, you want to be able to find converging on that same place in Eretz Yisrael. Ali le Regal requires that. Bat Din Kfuim requires that for the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure Bezin Kfuim is going to help you for Eretz Yisrael. Help you for Chutz La'aretz. Because you want to have people there that can recognize signatures when you get to Eretz Yisrael. Let's think about it more. But that's what I think. That's the answer. I'm not just going to contribute to that. You know, I'll leave the regular. Everyone's coming there. Bat Din Kfuim, the stomach people have their own, you know, it'll contribute in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz La'aretz.
Doesn't Rabbi say that the ones in Eretz did Chutz La'aretz find
out? I can't hear you.
Rava holds that the base dinim in Chutz La'aretz are fine now for Bikin. Right? Didn't you say that earlier?
Chutz La'aretz.
I'm saying Chutz La'aretz. We talked about that.
No, in the Chutz La'aretz is only Shema. They don't know how to be Shema. Remember we said that? Either Rashi says they're not learning or Tais said they weren't Makabal the Drasha. They were learning, but they weren't Makabal the Drasha. But Chutz La'aretz, we don't know the Shema. The answer is that Ali L'Rego, Gavriel, forces everyone to come to Yerushalayim. But they didn't. People aren't going to go to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz for a special din. They, for certain Knossos, they would. Gemara says above a comma. I'm paid down dates. For Knossos, you need Smicha. And Smicha only existed in Eretz Yisrael. But for other din, it wasn't enough of a network, you have to say, that would create that. That's why you only hocks on what? That's why the Chesh Shalom only hocks on Ali L'Rego. Not a basic point. Everyone's saying good. Nate and everyone's saying good. Gabriel, very good. Everyone's saying good. You guys got this? Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Binyamin, let's go. Come on, I want to see this small stick of Gemara. Go ahead. Tanan. We get to see the Tyson too. Let's go. Tanan. Remember all in the very beginning after Sukkot, we said example of East Berlin and West Berlin before the Iron Curtain fell. Yes? So even in two cities, half a city, but they don't. There's an iron curtain. The halacha is you have to say b'fanei nechta. Go ahead. Go ahead. Shema. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael, and Sisyos was its name. Go ahead. It says in the Ghost of Tzuna, Sisyon. You saw that? In the Ghost of Tzuna, I have Vah Sisyon. Okay. Different gears is what the city, what the name of the city was. Go ahead. Vasisyo Shmo, how you bought? Go ahead. Read Vasisyo Shmo. Go ahead. Yeah, read again, Rav Yitzchak, because we're going to see why. Go ahead. I'm Rav Yitzchak. Go ahead. Excellent. Now, Rav Yitzchak was an Amora. Yes? Rav Yitzchak was an Amora. So it seems like he's touching up this mission. Okay? Go ahead. So the Gemara says, L'Rava what?
L'Rava Necha, Abakash.
Why? Because since there's an iron curtain between the two, there's no network, so what kind of Rava you need? But according to Rava, since they're to Israel, they all know the Shema. It's a great, great Kasha on Rava. Okay? Let's just spill the beans right now. It's a little difficult. Why does Gemara need to bring in Reb Yitzchak at all? Why do you need to bring in Reb Yitzchak? Reb Yitzchak is an Amora. Rab is an Amora. He can argue on Reb Yitzchak. You have to say that the Gemara knew anyway that what? That this is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Because if this was a talking about East Berlin or West Berlin, there's no Lishma in East Berlin and West Berlin. So you would need to say B'fanei Nechlev anyway, according to who? Rabbah. So it must be, we already knew that it was what? Eretz Yisrael. You follow me? So the Gemara is just trying to make it clear that there are cities like this in Eretz Yisrael, or a city like this, but we don't need, don't get me wrong, we're not asking a kash on who? On Rabbah from Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak is an Amora. One Amora can argue on another Amora. We're asking on Rabbah from the Mishnah. You follow me? The Gemara was just making it clear that there is such a city that Taka does exist in Eretz Yisrael. But don't get me wrong. This kash is clearly from what? The Mishnah. And we have to be talking about it. So look at the Tosfos. What I just said is what Tosfos says. Go on, Reb Yitzchak. Go ahead. Read it inside.
Here's how they come Eretz Yisrael. Below Reb Yitzchak.
Kule, yeah. There it is. Even without Reb Yitzchak's statement that there's an Asisios, that the city of Asisios is split. Go ahead. We knew that it had to be Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah. Go ahead. Even within the same Hagmonia, even in East Berlin. East Berlin, not from East Berlin to West Berlin. East Berlin itself. From one corner of East Berlin to the other corner of East Berlin. Would you need a fanatical? Yes. Why? Go ahead. Excellent. So you understand what Tosfos is saying? That's what I want you to make sure how you get pshat. You read the Gemara carefully. The Gemara's kasha is not predicated based on Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak is an Amora. Rabbah could argue on an Amora just as easily. The kasha was from the Mishnah. The Gemara wants to demonstrate that there is a city like that in Israel practically. But the kasha is from the Mishnah. We know, and this is when you learn the Mishnah. When you say Magmoni Magmonia, and I'm saying this Musar myself, East Berlin and West Berlin is really not a good example because that's in Germany. It's not in Eretz Yisrael. You follow me? So it's really not a good example. And I think when we learned the Mishnah, I gave you that example. You should have said, Rebbe, Abdallah and Mez, I don't think that's a pshat. You're right. I'm wrong. I should have said what? Asisios, and they're makben on one another. That's what I should have said. Because East Berlin and West Berlin, I was just giving you that as an example. But geographically, it's a bad example. You follow what I'm saying? And that's what the Gemara is what? That's what the Gemara is asking. That's what Tosfos Nekud is. You read this line, what's the big deal with Tosfos? Tosfos is saying a big deal every time he says something. You just got to figure it out. What's the after the Shema? You got this now? Nate, clear? It's a big Kiddush, because when you read that Mishnah, you don't get the impression Hegmonial Limon is Eretz Yisrael, do you?
Also, Rashi
you don't get that impression.
Rashi brings in the same case. He doesn't leaves out the words in Eretz Yisrael. He says, is it here?
You're right. He says Irachas. Right. He says Irachas. Yeah, he doesn't say Irachas. I don't know why he didn't. It's a good R. Very good R. He didn't say Irachas. So maybe you should. I don't know why he didn't. Maybe if you know, you assume you know Dalal and Beis. It's a good R. Very good. Very good. Let's look at Burei Rashi quickly. Maybe he makes a what? Maybe he makes a R. Why that's so? Why didn't he say that, Lamaisa? See, I should have made that R when we read the Mishnah. There's no R on here. He doesn't say. Okay. Yes, Binyamin.
So the better example would be Yerushalayim 367.
Okay. However you want to say, different quadrants. Okay, could be. Very good. Okay. We got this? What's Gemara's answer? Go ahead, Binyamin. This should blow our minds, guys. Blow our minds. For three block, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Rabba, 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 Rabba. Nana, 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 Nana. Taita, we love it. Now the Gemara blows our mind. Go ahead, Binyamin.
Rabba,
Itle, Derabba. Wow. Rabbi Nishalaylam. Usher. Rabba, Itle, Derabba. Torah, Midixi. Right? Rabba, Itle, Derabba. There's a machlis. Rabba, Rabba, you're right, for three blot. Now the Gemara says no. Rabba holds the Shmoyim Kiyum. Memeila, Hagmonia, the Hagmonia? Even though you have the Shmoyim, you still need it because there's no Kiyum. Amazing, no? Amazing answer. Underline it 300 times. 360 if you could. Okay? Ella now go back to the three nafkaminas. One, we're going to have to drop one of the three. Which one? Rashi already said it yesterday, earlier in the Gemara. Which one of the three are we going to have to drop? Which one? Medina le Medina b'wat b'Eretz Yisrael. Because Rabba holds Lishma and Kiyum. So they both say you need to say the funny after. Go ahead.
Ella.
What is the Gemara? What's the nafka mina? See, the Gemara has in mind. You're going to have to scratch one. Go ahead. A tuye bay trade. Two guys bring inami. It's funny. Wasn't this bay trade the third one mentioned? It was the first one? Good for you guys. You mean, Abiyah Trey is in order here? We dropped the middle one, yes? See that? It drops the middle one. Amazing. Rashi already predicted it already. Earlier, yesterday, we saw. Okay? So therefore, what? You get rid of it, yes? Is that clear? So it turns out we only have two nafkaminas. Now, I want to note this. Okay? Take a look. The bottom Taisvis first. Binyamin, okay? Because this Tais is coming to be Chalik and Rashi. This one's coming to be Chalik and Rashi. Because read the Rashi, you know, before we do the Taisis Binyamin, read that Rashi's Rashi Ki'ika, Ole Regalim. That's what we had yesterday. Let's read that Rashi again, and then we'll have Tais in mind. And I'm going to show, God willing, to you guys that this Tais has been Chalik and the Rashi. Go ahead. Kevinik Ole Regalim.
The Rashi?
Yeah, read the Rashi. Kevinik Ole Regalim. Towards the middle of the Yomid there. Go ahead. Kevin Eko. Go ahead. Ha. Even though we said earlier in that Beis and Beis, the whole beginning of the whole sugya, that's what he means. Go ahead. Ika. Lesa. It's wrong. That nafkamin is wrong. Go ahead. And remove it from here. Clean the slate. It's no longer three, it's two. Two toises on the bottom toises, Binyamin, Ella.
Ella, my Binyamin, the El Kimishani.
Kimishani. When the Gemara, a little bit, a few lines before answered. Go ahead.
El Kimishani, Keva, the Eto, they were going, Mishkat Shkihe.
Go ahead.
Lo Havim Matze, Lav Matze. Let me buy it.
My Binyamin. The Gemara could not ask, get the words. Lo Havim Matze, and the boy, the Gemara could not ask my Binyamin. Why did the Gemara ask my Binyamin right up there? When it said it. That nafkamina dropped right there. Why does Gemara only wait after Magmonia Agmonia? After it introduces Rabbis later on with the mind-blowing theory. The Gemara only asks my Benayu then. Why did the Gemara say it earlier, according to Rashi? Go ahead. Wow, so what does Taisa say? What does Taisa say? Because the nafkamina still remains up there in that line of the Gemara. Why? Why? Because there might be places in Eretz Yisrael do not have Bate Dinim Kavuim. So there is no network. Or there might be places like Asisios that are makban on each other. So there is no network. So therefore, if that's the case, what will happen? There is no problem with Shema, but according to Rabbi, you're going to need to say it. So at that point, we don't drop that nafkamina. You follow me? Because according to Taisvis, that nafkamina still holds water. But when you get to Rabbis later Abba, it's blown up. This is against Rashi. Get it down. There are times, guys, where Taisus will argue on Rashi, you've got to notice it on your own. I'd say 60% of the time he quotes Rashi, has kashas and argues. There are times, though, maybe 30%, not 67. But there are times you've got to be a lamdan and notice that Taisus be cholik and Rashi. This is one prime example. Rashi says the Gemara could have asked the Kasha right then and there. You see from Rashi, that Rashi holds Lamaisa that the Gemara could have asked my Benai right then and there. Says the Rishash, you know why Rashi argues with Taisus? Please get it. Please get this down, Gabriel. Because Rashi holds, even if there are no Batadin and Kabuim, but there are caravans! There are caravans! Somehow the Beis Din network, yes? Somehow the Maisa, when there was only Regalim, it kind of like augmented the notion of caravans, traveling. And even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we came out about the Dinu Puyin, but whatever the regions were, no about the Dinu. But there were caravans. Once they started building interstates, lots of those infrastructure in America, people traveled them. Before there were interstates, right? People didn't travel because there were no roads. Once there were roads, people traveled them. Despite the fact that maybe there might be a region where there was no Beis Din Kavua in Eretz Yisrael. But there were caravans. It was traveling. 80. goes from right here, you know, to where? San Francisco. Did you guys know that? You could go 3,000 miles. Travel 80. Okay, 80 goes all the way from here to San Francisco. Okay? Lahavdil of adults. It's the same thing, Lamaisa. Even though you might have a region here, so it didn't have a bathing kabul, but it's still Shiyara. Tosfos doesn't buy that, Gabriel. The Machlekes Rashi tells us where there are, if you dig up a region where there's no business in Kavua, were there caravans out of a network? Rashi says yes. That's why the Gemara what? That's why the Gemara could have asked the Shiloh right then and there and dropped that Nafkamina. Tosfos says no. So Rebbe, what is it, a Machlekes? Yeah, it's a, you have to lumdesize it. You have to ask these civil engineers that when there's no business in Kavua, is there enough traveling to create a network? So is it 50% or 51%? Same lumdes. Rashi will say yes, Tosfos says no. That's what the Rashash writes. Get this down. The Rashash writes, that's the Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Could you ask my Beit Aya right then and there? That was the question. Rashi says yes. Tosfos says no, you couldn't. Yes, Benji, go ahead.
Can I repeat Tosfos more
now? Yes, Tosfos is saying, Benj, earlier in the Gemara, we learned yesterday, and Rashi says, that's what Binyamin just read so nicely, that when the Gemara introduced Oli Regal and Batin and Kluim, that Nafkamina Medina Lidinitsa falls. Even before knowing Rabbi Slater Rabbah, because there's Lishma, Tzertzral, and there's Kinyan. Right? So that Nafkamina left already. Rashi, that's what Rashi writes. So, according to so Tosfos says, no, I disagree with you. The Gemara should have said my Ben Ayah then, Tosfos says. Why does it wait till the bottom? Because Tosfos says, even though there might, I can still give you a nafkamina. That can still remain a nafkamina if there are places where there are no bat din kavuim. You understand what I'm saying?
So Rashi is the one that...
Rashi is the one who says there could be a nafkamina right then and there. Because even though there are no bat din kavuim, but there are caravans, shiara, which create a network.
Now I'm saying, before that, who's saying that because of Ole Regal?
No, we're holding after Ole Regal. Ole Regal, then you get the Bate Din and Kuim Bismanazet, right? So Rashi commented right then and there. What did he comment? Even on Ole Regal. What did he comment right then and there? That Nafkamina Medina Dinertzel should fall once you introduce Ole Regal. You understand why it should fall? Because you don't need Alts Lishmozer, so you don't need Alts Kim because you have a network. So Rashi's basically saying the Gemara could have said, my Ben Ayah right there and strike down the Nafkamina. That's what Rashi's saying. Toys is in the bottom saying, no. The Gemara could not have asked that then. Because you know why? Why not? Because even though there are no Bate Dinim Kluyim, but there still are what? There still are caravans. So since there are, Tosfos holds there are no caravans, so then Afkamina, you would require Kiyum. You would require Bafana Nechtov. Tosfos
said there are no caravans?
Tosfos told me there's no caravans. Maybe there are, but it's not enough to create a network. That's why it would still be a Nafkamina at that point in the Gemara. What forces you to strike down the Nafkamina? You tell me, what forces you? Rabba is later Rabba. Because Rabba holds both of them. Now it's no longer not to me. You understand what I'm saying? This is a good, he doesn't quote Rashi here, but you got to be attentive to it. Tosfos is coming to be cholik on Rashi. And the Rashash is Mazdar Rashi, why this is so. Ari, you got this? It's a beautiful horror of the Rashash. The bottom Tosfos, Elamai Benayu. Okay? The Rashash is saying the Machlis Rashi Tosfos here. Okay? And therefore you have to lumdesize.
Where do we see caravan in the last Tosfos?
He doesn't say a word about it. Rashash brings that up for Rashi. Tosfos will deny that concept. It might exist, but it's not enough to create a network. And you have to lump the size. Like we always do say from our Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Vejez, that's all. Okay. Excellent. Yes, Jonathan, real quick.
Within the American court system, it used to be a circuit court. Because the circuit court, the judges used to like go around the country to different regions. The same way, so it sounds very similar here with the caravan.
Gotcha, very good. I mean, there could be a, you're saying that created enough of a system. That's Rashi, she twice says though. Okay, good, right. Excellent, very good. Okay, Binyamin, let's see the next Tosfos. I mean, the one, two before that. Shahayu Makpidim, go ahead. Shahayu Makpidim.
Shahayu Makpidim tells it. Mechirim didavu havi tferim mechirim didavu.
Why do you think he says that? What does Tosfos say first, before we start pilpulling in the Tosfos? We always try to say over the mucker first, right? Clearly, with the help of Hashem, and then we start talking on it, the lumbus. Tosfos says, the cherem in this city of Asisios was bad. It was worse than Yehuda of Galil. You tell me why it was bad. Why was it worse? Go ahead, Nate.
Why was it worse?
it's worse, you
say? Why does Tosfos say it's worse? Yes.
That's not what we're bringing after. What's the point of bringing it in after the Holy Spirit?
Okay, to support what you're saying even more, what did the Gemara... Go ahead, Gabriel.
There again, worked. There was the get, you didn't even...
Yeah, and this is also during the times of what? After the Mishnah was destroyed. When was the Mishnah written? Mishnah was written 200-300 CE. Beis HaMikdash was 70 CE, was destroyed. So therefore you see that what? In the Gemara, Ole Regel trumped what? Ole Regel trumped what? The Cherub of Yehuda the Galil. Yes? It trumped that. Now what is the Gemara saying when you have a common city, a city, not a common city, but a city of Yisman HaZan, Eretz Yisrael, Vasisios, and they had such fighting that according to Rabbi you need what? According to Rabbi you need the Fun and Echtav, yes? Remember that? So you see the Cherem is stronger. Their Cherem blocks what? A network of Kiyum. The Cherem of Yehuda of the Galil did not block what? Ole Regel. That's what Tosfos means. You got that? That's what Tosfos means. What'd you say?
I mean, why do you need to clarify that?
He's just saying that you see shot in this that the Cherem was big stuff. That it trumped even Ole Regel, it trumped even about the Din and Kuyum. It was such a strong, violent, they were fighting so much, Rahman al-Islam, that there was no what network at all. With Ole Regel or about they didn't clean nothing at all. That's why you need to say Rav is good, Nicha Rav is a kasha. Just pointing out that shot. Okay, next Tosfos. Go ahead, Binyam.
Rava itlay the Rava.
Oh, go ahead.
Name Tomer. I'm a Tariq the Rava. If I'm not next up, I'm going to the Hania. Beha Rava lo chayish mi klupe evan yadadu lo mehad.
Oh, you guys remember Yadanu? You guys remember that? What the? Gimel and Aleph, right on the bottom there. Right, you remember Yadanu? Rava said Yadanu worked, Rava said Yadanu did not work. You guys remember? Since Rava held Yadanu worked by get, there was a bridge. That's why there would be a Lachlufe. Yes, Arye? Rava said Yadanu did not work, because what does Yadanu mean? We know. We know doesn't mean you know it's Lishma. You have to be there Bifanai. There's a responsibility when you say Bafani. You're medic diet, right? Remember that? We said Yadanu's not good. So what's Tosfos Kasha? Even though you hold Rabbi Slater Rava, if you hold Rabbi Slater Rava, what does that mean? What does that mean, guys? You tell me. It means you need the Shema and Kiyum. So why do you need the first phrase, Bafani Nechtav, in Hegmonia the Hegmonia? Rava's not worried about Lachlufe, because Yadanu doesn't work. So there's no bridge. So just say what? What did Rabba say? Rabba holds the Shema, but he also holds Kiyum now. Yes? So let me ask you a question. Why do you need Bafana Nechtav and Nechtav in the Hegmonia the Hegmonia? According to Rabba. What do we say Bafana Nechtav's purposes? According to Rabba, what is it normally Bafana Nechtav? To verify it's Lishma. Everyone in Yisrael writes Lishma. So you don't need it. So why do you need Bafana Nechtav? As a hecker. According to Rabbi, you need it as a hecker. Right. Do you need a hecker? Rabbi says your diamond doesn't work anyway. So you don't need a hecker. You don't need a hecker. So why do you need to say the first phrase, Bafanei Nechtav? You have a built-in hecker. What's the built-in hecker? Your diamond does not work by get. You need Bafanei. Yes? You need Bafanei. What did you say?
Why in the first part when you said the whole two words thing and all that?
So that was about saying one or two words. I'm saying about the whole phrase of a funny nectar. You don't need it. The Gemara said it was a hecker. It's a need for a hecker. You don't need a hecker. You don't need the all you need. No, you don't need no, you don't need the first two words, but you need the funny nectar. That of course you need.
Right, okay, fine.
You need the funny nectar, no doubt. Why? Because of Mizuf Mitok, like the Kornamoz or Kornamu, you need both. But you don't need a Fanei Nechtav, no? Why do you need a Fanei Nechtav? There's no hecker needed. You know it's Lishma. Rav holds Yadanu doesn't work, so there's no what? That's enough of a hecker. Remember that's what the Gemara said? On the bottom of Gimel and Aleph? Remember he said all those three things? Rav said Midani. Mi Yahasim Yadin and Hakha Bafanei. Saying Bafanai was more than enough of a hecker. Wasn't it more than enough of a hecker? That's what the Gemara says. No? How can you need Bafanai, right? That you saw the Chasimas, right? That's enough of a hecker. Bafanai Chasima. Why do you need to say Bafanai Chasima? Either because the Chasimas have to be in Lishma like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Or because of Mizuyah Bitopo, yes? Remember we learned that, yeah? Those are the two answers. So that requirement of a fanai nechtam is enough of a hecker.
Can we just say not to make it confusing?
What'd you say?
Just
you don't need it though.
Only
there's never going to be a confusion.
Only in Hegmoni Lagmoni, you don't need it.
In Hegmoni Lagmoni, why do you, it's an Eretz Yisrael. You know it's Lishma. You don't need this fanai nechtam. Just say b'fanai nechtam. Just say what? Just say yadinin. Yadinin doesn't work by you. You can't say yadinin. Yadinin doesn't work. But by fanai nechtam, but fanai nechtam doesn't work. Maybe it would be enough for what? What'd you say? Maybe you don't need b'fanai nechtam at all. Why is that a bad kasher? Why is that a bad kasher? I was thinking you need to have k'siva lishma if you hold like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's the Tana, the second answer of Rashi. Don't you need a funny nechtam for that? That's what I'm in. I was thinking. Don't you need to verify with lishma the k'siva?
The whole thing's on the Mishnah.
I understand. That's what I'm asking, Lamaisa. This is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda. It should depend upon what he holds lishma on, no? So let's say he doesn't hold, let's say he holds like a mayor. You only need lishma on the k'simas. Let's say he holds like that. Why do you need a funny nechtam? That's Tosis Kasha. You don't need a hecker at all. You can't say Adana on the Chesimus. You got to say Bafonai. That's enough. And you know it's Lishma anyway because it's what? Sir Strom, no? Read that again, Vinyam. Read the Kasha again. Go ahead. Go ahead. Rabba? Rabba, this is what?
Rabba
is the go ahead. Please write in your notes Bafonai nechtam, that phrase. Bafonai nechtam, of course you need. Go ahead. He's not worried about Hecker because why? He already has a distinction. Go ahead. Because in his eyes, Yadanu doesn't work from the Mishnah in the second parak. Remember Mikoach, that Mishnah in the second parak? It's a great kasha, Toysis. I was just thinking maybe all you need to see the Lishma. That's why you need to verify it. Okay. He's obviously assuming not that way.
This is only Hegmoni Lagmoni.
What'd you say?
This is the only question in Hegmoni Lagmoni at Eretz Yisrael.
It's any, once you introduce Rabba Yisle to Rabba,
right,
and you tell me that you need a B'fanai nechtam in Eretz Yisrael, okay, when else do you have that? I'm glad you asked me that. Very, very good. Excellent. Everyone's on the ball. Hegmoni is an example of Eretz Yisrael where you got to say. Usually Eretz Yisrael you don't have to say. Why must you say?
Okay.
Because Rabba Yisle to Rabba. You have a problem of Kim according to both. Now that you've said Rabbi said Rabbi. So we're asking, if you have to say it, why say B'fanai nechtam? You understand what I'm saying? So I'm pimpling with you, maybe holds like who? Reb Yehuda. What do you mean? Everyone knows Lishma. It's Eretz Yisrael. So what I said is bogus. What I said is a bad answer. So you should have said that, Rebbe. That's a bad answer. It's Eretz Yisrael. Everyone knows Lishma. You don't need to say B'fanai nechtam. It's a great kasha, no? Very sharp. I'm saying maybe the Tana holds Choya. Maybe it's Rebbe Elazar that conceives Lishma, but I know it's Lishma. Everyone in the Israel writes it. So what do you need to say anything B'fanei? Just say B'faneinu Nechtam. Done. Yadanu doesn't work. That's enough of a hacker.
No, why
did
not
say
it? It's a little plug. You made this mistake.
Oh, okay. Let's see Tosis Teretz. Okay, go ahead, Binyamin. Go ahead. Originally, they were not misakin for nechtam mishum ichlufe. What were they misakin it for? What were they misakin it for? For lishma, to verify it was done lishma, the ksiv. B'fanai nechta. Aval, go ahead.
Aval kevan tikinu mishum lishma, b'medinat hayam, tiknu shiyomar b'chol makom, af be'eretz Yisrael.
Originally, when they were misakin, they were not misakin because of the chlufe. Yes? There's a chlufe was not enough of a reason on its own for a germination to have a fanei nechtam. But, since they were misakin and for lishma, because no one knew how to learn, or Tosis said they weren't makabalit, once they got it off the board, they made the chomakom af Eretz Yisrael. So even in Eretz Yisrael, when you got to say it, it's stuck. It's stuck, Lamaisa. Okay? Because they didn't want to start changing things up. It gets confusing. But originally, they were not misakin b'fanai nechtam mishum ichlufe, according to Rava. Because you didn't need it. You already have built-in hecker. Of Yadana is not good. But once they were misakin in chutzlarts, whenever you got to say it in Yisrael, they also kept it b'fanai. It's kind of like guys were saying it was a low fluke. Kind of like. But I don't like to say it was a low fluke. It was originally misakin. Once it got off the ground, they kept it. Comes along the Marsha. Let's get it, guys. It's Makatayda. Frektamarsha, why is Yadanu not work according to Rabba? Because why? Why is Yadanu not work according to Rabba? Binyamin, why is Yadanu not work? Because we know it doesn't mean we were there watching it, yes? You don't know, it's because of Lishma. But in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need Lishma. Because we assume it was Lishma. So maybe in Eretz Yisrael, Yadanu does work. Wow, what a kasha. Wow. What a kasha the Marsha. Yadanu doesn't work in Chutz La'aretz. Because you need to know whether it's Lishma. We know. We know it doesn't show us Lishma. It doesn't mean we know. I mean, we know maybe you heard from 50 guys. When Bafana means you were there. But when does Yadanu not work? Only in Chutz La'aretz, when you need Lishma to confirm it. But in Israel, we know everyone does Lishma. So why is maybe Yadanu does work according to Rabbah? When the Gemara is going to give him out, Yadanu doesn't work, Aryeh. It's only in Chutz La'aretz. But in Israel, maybe Taka does work. That's the Marsha's kasha.
Have a hacker?
What'd you say?
Therefore, we'd have a hacker.
We would need to have a hacker. We would need to have a hacker. Because Yadanu taka what?
It would work.
No, Yadanu works. That's why you need to have a hacker. It's a bridge. That was Rabba's opinion. We're saying Rabba's like Rabba. If Yadanu works in their soul, then you compare what? Yadanu works in Gad, it works Asalach Lufe. So you need to save a funny nectar. That's the Marsha's kasha. Says, what's Tosha's kasha, Bechlau? Yadanu doesn't work in Chutz La'aretz, you need to confirm Lishma. But in Israel, we know everyone does Lishma. So Yadanu never works. So if Yadanu works, then therefore there's a bridge. Therefore, you need to find an echo as a hacker. What's Tais Kasha? That's the Marshal. He's asking Kasha and Tais Kasha. Marshal. He just came into the classroom. Let's stand up for the Marshal. Marshal just came in and asked the Kasha. Amazing. This Kasha. Right? Unbelievable. You knew Kol HaTorah Kula, the Marshal. Yes? 1600s. Amazing kasha, no? So, wait, that's what's Tais kasha? So, Marshall answers like this. Lefi Rabba, what did Tais say in Gimel HaMaralf? The bottom Tais. I think it was the bottom Tais. Hacha? Yes. Where's Tais Gimel HaMaralf? Hacha? No, the small Tais. What did Tais say in Hacha? Tais says, Lamais Dimaska Hacha, there's a deep from the Mishnah in the second pair. What did it say? Binyamin? Mishnah says, "B'faneinu Yadanu doesn't work." That diuk applies also where in Eretz Yisrael as well. Meaning, even if you deliver mehakmon lehakmon in Eretz Yisrael, you need to say what? You need to say b'faneinu nafta because of what? Because of kiyum, namaisa. In other words, what Tais is saying is clear from the Mishnah, the second parak, that you always need what? Yadanu always is bad. Rabba holds, even though Rabba is later Rabba. I also hold a kiyum, but I want you to know something. Yadanu does not work. Because what is Yadanu? What is Yadanu? Yadanu is not a sense of responsibility. Bifanai is a sense of responsibility. That's what he says. That you're made a dayik. Yadanu simply does not work. Yashi says, Tais says Yadati doesn't work either. But it doesn't work, he says. Because it doesn't have that sense of responsibility. And the Mishnah proves there you must say Bifaneinu. And that's talking about even in Eretz Yisrael. Be'agmona le'agmonia. Because you need a responsibility to know that I'm dying in front of an audience. And Yadanu just doesn't do that. The Fanai does. So basically the Marsha says, don't give me the business that what? That Yadanu should work in Eretz Yisrael. Yadanu does not work in Eretz Yisrael. It does not work in Eretz Yisrael. And you need to what? It needs to be said. L'maisa, it needs to be said. It needs to be said because of what? It needs to be said because of kiyum in this situation, but Yadanu does not work, no matter what you say. No, the Marsha is saying, Tais l'shitaso. Tais is l'shitaso on Gimel HaMaralf is asking this kasha. Again, what was Tais's kasha? It's getting late, we gotta finish off the chumash. What was Tais's kasha? Rabbi Slater Rava, what did he say? What did he say, Rabbi Slater Rava? Why do you need to say B'fani Nechlem Egon Yom Yonia? Yadanu doesn't work is enough of a hacker. You have a built-in hacker, yes? So why do you need B'fanei Nechta, that first phrase? So Marsha asks, what's Tais Kasha? Yadanu doesn't work in Chutz La'aretz, but maybe Nertzal does work. Because of Lishma. So therefore what? Therefore you would need a hacker B'fanei Nechta, if Yadanu works, as you bridge him to. So what's Tais Kasha? The answer is Tais Kasha, great Kasha. Because even if you hold, Yadanu's never good, the Mishnah says in the second parak. Even out Skiyim, because there's no sense of responsibility. So even if you assume there's lishma, your data is never good. So if your data is never good, then what? In Rabba's eyes, what's the din? The din is you have a built-in hecker, so why do you even find a nefdom? So Tazir is in a chanami. It never was what? Never was misakin because of a chlufe. But once it's zakin lishma, it's stuck because of what? Anytime you say it, there's a need to what? There's a need to say it, halacha lamaisa. In Rabba's eyes. Halacha lamaisa. In Rabba's eyes, there was a need to what? There was a need to do that. Originally, it was not misakin the funny neftov because of a chlufe. It was not misakin. But once it was misakin because of lishma chutzrach, spilled over and applies even in Eretz Yisrael, halacha lamaisa. Okay? In his own eyes. Now, the truth is, I'm thinking about it. If you hold Rabba's later Rabba, lishma and kiyum, can't you say b'fanei neftov was needed? No, it's not needed for a hecker. Remember? Because again, the Adanu you have built in according to Rabba. So that's what you got to say with this answer. Okay, I wanted to do that Rashi inside Elamai Benayu. So we're going to have to do it on Sunday before we start Chazar. That's the one Rashi I wanted to do inside Elamai Benayu. Did you guys go through that one? It was hard. So Sunday we start Chazar. I want everyone here the whole week. Everyone working. Chanukah is a Chag of Torah Shabbat Peh. Thursday we have the Oral Bechina. It's 20 minutes. I meet with each guy 20 minutes in my office. You got to be on time. We'll give out the times. And I'll be questions outside and also how to read a little bit. So you'll bring your Gemara, that's all. It's not hard at all. It's easy. I just want everyone to learn. Okay, that's all. I want everyone to learn and learn it well. Okay, let's close.